Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And normally each week we find someone of interest to talk about it with. But today is not just any day. Today, in 2.5 hours, I will be sitting down to watch The Rise of Skywalker. Tremendous. Just tremendous. It's kicking in. It is. I've been off social media, so I've taken to just texting whores continually to keep the spoiler-free Star Wars chatter going. And I'll meet my buddy Sal Perales in Hollywood in an hour and a half, and we'll bunker down for a 2 p.m. screening for press, but I feel like this is going to be a fairly lit press screening. And think about it, we've only ever had, what is it? This is the 11th new Star Wars movie day. You can chuck in Clone Wars. International people can chuck in Ewok films, but come on. And the 9th Skywalker Saga film. Can you believe they're making a sequel to Star Wars? Can you believe it's going to be a trilogy? Can you believe they're going to do a prequel trilogy? Can you believe they're going to do a sequel trilogy? Commonplace now, but hard to believe back then for all those times. Although admittedly, I didn't experience the first couple. Have a good time. Whether it's today, tomorrow, the next day, in the next week, or things are pretty busy and you'll get to it as soon as you can. Because, it's the sequel trilogy journey, whilst Star Wars has proven to be very important as my life has evolved with, during the sequel trilogy, getting married and having a little boy, moving abroad with just my family in my little bubble. As much as Star Wars is important and it's grown in importance, it's lesser than some of the truly important things. So if you can't get to it straight away, don't feel bad. And let it slide if that's your brother or your niece, your auntie, whatever, your postman. It's Christmas. He's got a lot of letters to deliver, I'm sure, those cards. But have fun when you get to see it. If there's one thing that Star Wars fans should know, is that expectation can lead to disappointment. You know, whether it was for people with Return of the Jedi, that they thought it would continue the darker shade of Star Wars that The Empire Strikes Back provided. Whether it was people that went to see The Phantom Menace, expecting to see a film as good as, that appealed to them as much as, a pretty similar film that they saw when they were young. And I'm not here to judge anyone that's gone spoiler heavy, that has stewed over every interview, that has freeze framed, rewound, check sound effects against each preview clip, has written pages long blogs, thousands of tweets, analyzing what this film might be about. But it's time to unlearn what you have learned. And this is what I'll be doing, is just trying to go in open-hearted and seeing what someone else thinks should be the end for our heroes and villains. And hopefully, you know, even if it isn't exactly what you wanted to happen, the way the story unfolds, you can see the logic in it. Because I do think, you know, these films are a bit of a choose-your-own-adventure. And, you know, if someone else had directed this film, Colin Trevorrow, it would have gone off in a very different storyline from what we hear. But hopefully it would have been one that, when we watched it, was logical for the situations provided in the film. So I just don't think there's one hard target at the end. Unless, like so many Star Wars media, it's a prequel to some existing storyline. But I am so open to what happens at the end. It's so exciting. I've been really spoiler-free. Ironically, it seems like The Last Jedi, the film that I was most spoiler heavy on, was the best concealed of all the films. So it worked out well, because I would have not enjoyed knowing the last surprises in that film. And I am relishing not knowing the surprises in what I'm about to see. A couple of weeks ago, I tweeted out what my top five little things that I'd love to see in the films. And I'm not going to go through them, because I don't really want to implant them in your mind if you're listening to this before going to see the movie. I was talking about this with Jackie, my wife, and she's like, "Oh, what are the things you want to see?" And I was like, "Well, I don't think they're necessarily going to happen, but if I tell them to you and then they do happen, they won't be surprising to you, and they're really cool things, so I won't tell you. So I'm not going to do that to you." So close to seeing the film, I am very interested, and perhaps most interested, in Luke Skywalker, how he's used. He is my first memory of Star Wars, my favorite thing in Star Wars, and a lifelong hero. And If you remember back in the Last Jedi podcast where Jackie drove me to the airport directly after seeing it, I had to fly back to Australia. I was very emotional about his ending and how much I loved that in dying he inspired a galaxy to fight back. So I want to know where he's at and what final lesson can Jedi Knight, Jedi Master, the kid from Tatooine, Luke Skywalker, teach me? I hope the film enriches all the other films and makes us want to go watch them to now that the final film is giving them greater meaning, hopefully. That is the strikingly hard task. I think Chris Terrio, one of the writers of the film, said this film wraps up 26 storylines, character arcs. That is very exciting. It's a bold claim. These are the days, you guys, when we can be little kids again and savor fun. I can't wait to see what fun, amazing things that have been kept from us in all the clips. What new catchphrases will be coming out, unable to reply to anyone on Twitter without using? What cool little gadgets are introduced? What new displays of the Force? Answers to questions that we didn't even know were there. I don't want things. Well, I do. But what I want above them is feelings. I want to be given a chance to love my Star Wars, give it some little hugs throughout the film, and I want the feeling of when I came out of Return of the Jedi as a very young boy. A little bit bittersweet that it's the last film. My favorite lie in the world, to be honest. And I hope this is a lie as well. I hope to see everyone in about 15 years for another chapter of the Skywalker saga. Or with those characters, at least. But I remember coming out of Return of the Jedi, you know, feeling a bit sad that it was the last one, but uplifted and jubilant that the heroes came through. We saw Darth Vader's face. I mean, that was huge. Very unexpected to a young boy, maybe. Older fans expected it, but hopefully we get a surprise like that. Something unexpected that once we see it or learn it, we realize that we always wanted it. That would be ace. I hope everyone gets out of the film what they want. That's sort of impossible with the way, you know, people sort of theorize maybe one way or the other. But I hope overall people are delighted and satisfied by it. And if, you know, things don't go exactly how you expected or thought it should, the answers you're given are logical replacements. And, you know, if it just sucks, you saw a film that sucks. That's about it. It couldn't stand up to the other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of the other films that you loved. But you still got them. Things go on. Focus on what you love in the film, especially for the first viewing. We'll bitch and moan about the things we don't like later on. January, we'll call that. Who am I kidding? It'll be by Friday. But I just want to say thanks to everyone that's listened to the podcast over the sequel trilogy journey, from the very first episode to just getting along on the way, or you know, you just check in now and then. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing my enthusiasm and including me in your Star Wars fandom. That's a huge honor. And an extra special shout out to all my friends in Melbourne, Australia, going to the midnight screening at Knox. I so wish I could be there with you guys to do it one last time. Have a ball, and I'll see you guys soon. I guess I should wrap up, upload this bad boy, have a shower, throw back a coffee, go see a film. What fun. Be little kids again. One last time. So they say. Thanks so much, you guys. Enjoy your week. And most importantly, may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.